You know what I'd like to see is Fredo.
The Fredo movie?
Yeah. I'm smart.
I can handle things. I'm smart.
I'm smart.
I'm smart.
How far is everybody in A Parade of Horribles, book 8 in the Dungeon Crawler Carl series?
I'm on chapter 80.
Damn, I'm on 67.
You guys are a lot farther than I am. They're still in... Okay, where am I? Don't spoil nothing. Where am I? Carl's in the skin suit. The
kangaroo suit?
Yeah, and they have to start a race, and Zev just told them they have to go do an interview, so that's how far I am. But I haven't been able to listen to a lot because I had 5 days of being at home with Gilbert while my wife was in Italy. During the time together, we did bond. We watched Wizard of Oz, which got too scary once the wizard showed up. A lot of it scared him, the witch. You guys know this. Your kids are older, but you know that when you're watching a movie with a 5-year-old, why is this happening? Why are they doing that? What's going to happen? What's going to happen? What's going to happen? Why is the witch on a bicycle?
Why?
It just is. That's why.
So that happened. Did everyone watch The Boys finale? Spoiler alerts abound.
Yes. Wasn't as satisfying as I hoped it would be.
Same.
I mean, I enjoyed the ending. It ended well, in my opinion, but how they got there was kind of
Yeah. I think that the climax came too soon, which is often a problem I have, but the battle between Butcher and Homelander, which was awesome, and then you had this tale left, a little bit of the story left, and you were like, well, how are they going to wrap all this up? And I forgot what had happened. I watched it this morning, and then later in the day, I forgot what had happened at the very end, so I had to go to ChatGPT, and I said, tell me what happened in the final episode, what happened to Butcher, and ChatGPT goes, well, Butcher doesn't get killed, because they gave me the season 4, and I said, no, come on, ChatGPT, get with it, it came out today. Oh, yeah, you're right, sorry. Yeah, suitable ending, I guess. They didn't leave anything open. Did the kid lose his powers?
No.
Because they were all standing next to him when she shot her chest blast.
The graveyard, the eulogy was nice.
Yeah, it was. It was. The way that Butcher killed him was amazing, though.
It's the same way from the comic book.
It is? Okay, good.
Yeah, same location and everything. How they got there and some aspects of it were a little different, but ultimately the death was from the comics.
Now, I saw a lot of people complaining on social media that they were either gloating that Homelander was Trump or complaining about it. But I never felt that while watching the show. I really didn't. I felt
more society was closer to this society, in my opinion, but the people weren't represented the same.
Yeah, they're just talking about, in a way that's funny, they were just satirizing modern political culture and the way things are handled. On both sides, I don't think that they were particularly bad about anybody. I think they made fun of all of it, you know. And I thought it was an enjoyable watch. That's not a show that I'll go back and watch again, though, I don't think.
Are you going to watch the prequel?
Yeah, I'll watch the prequel.
Vought Rising?
I think that'll be cool. And, you know, maybe they'll have a movie. Who knows?
Yeah, it's already done and in the can. It's coming out in 2027.
Ike Willis, do you guys know who that is? R.I.P. Ike Willis was a guitarist and a vocalist for Frank Zappa for a long time. Continued performing a lot of music and touring and playing, keeping Zappa's music alive if you're a Zappa fan. I guess he was 70 years old. He was with them in the late 70s. He was on Joe's Garage. If you're familiar with that album, he sang You Are What You Is. He's also on Thing Fish, which is an album that they don't talk about anymore because of the content is sort of dated from a different time. I think I'm probably the only one on the show that likes Zappa.
I like him okay.
Yeah, I don't like him as much as my brother does. You and him have a thing for Zappa.
It is. You either like them or you don't. There's no people who are like, oh, I like cuddly. No, there's just you like them or you don't.
Yeah, it's kind of like Waits, same way.
Yeah. I used to listen to some Frank Zappa. I feel like it was more like when I was with friends. Do you know what I mean?
Guy friends, I'm sure.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah, you were sending out photos the other day of when you were how old?
25. I was 25.
Yeah, you were sending out all these beach photos of you and when you had met Jones.
No. Well, when I met Jones, I was 11.
Oh, is that when you married him? You were living in Dubai.
No. So those pictures from when I had known Jones for like 10 years at that point at the pictures I was that I was sending where I look like Dewey from Malcolm in the Middle.
Yeah.
Yeah. But yeah, I looked like a child. It's crazy. And I have a baby in those pictures, and I look like a kid.
Now, how old are you when your daughter was born?
24.
24? That's not abnormal. People have
no, kids. No. It just looked like I look back at pictures, and her dad, my husband at the time, he was already graying. He had gray hair. I was like, oh my gosh, people probably thought he was a predator.
How old was he?
He's only 5 years older than me.
Oh, okay. That's again normal.
No, he's not a predator. He's not. He just had the grays, and I looked like I was like 15.
Not to be outdone, which Christopher Nolan is doing the Odyssey with modern dialogue and weirdness. Somebody is going to write another Godfather book with the blessing of the Puzo family. It's called Connie. And it's coming out in 2027, so I'm sure there'll be a movie after that. It's focusing on Connie Corleone's rise within the crime family. Now, it's being written by best-selling author Adriana Trigiani, and it is tied to a new film adaptation. I hope not of The Godfather. Please don't do that. Although he does need to make his money back after he dumped it all into that bomb that he put out last year. Why do we need that? If you watch the original Godfather trilogy, Connie is a mess. You know, her husband beats her up in the first one, and you know, Sonny goes and beats the hell out of her husband, and then he gets killed on the causeway. And then in two, she's what, married to, is it George Hamilton, or is that the third one? No, she's Troy Donahue is her boyfriend in Godfather 2. And she's been a complete mess. Now, by three, she's still kind of a mess, I think. So how are you going to take this mousy, spoiled brat, basically the female version of Frodo from not only the book, but also the movie, the Talia Shire, you know, hysterical thing, and turn her into a crime boss? What is this? Why are they doing this?
It was a female character written poorly by a man. I don't think she was written. I don't personally think she was written poorly.
No, but I get your point.
Maybe they'll do it like she's behind the scenes pulling the strings.
You can act like a woman. Instead of going in,
you know what I'd like to see is Fredo.
The Fredo movie?
Yeah. I'm smart.
I can handle things. I'm smart.
I'm smart.
I'm smart.
All right. Well, you know, good for them. I love the book. Have you ever read the book and watched the movie? There's some subtle differences, there's a lot left out of the book. Shark Tank is moving to Atlanta, so that's good news. It's going to be done at Tyler Perry Studios.
Yeah.
It's starting this summer. So, you know, all the film stuff that has left, like Marvel, and they build all that stuff, and now they're gone. They're getting some stuff back, a lot of television production. Was The Boys done here?
No, Canada.
Canada.
Canada. Okay. I thought kind of at the end that final scene looked like it was in Georgia.
Depending on where you're at, you can make it look like, just like here, you can make it look like pretty much anywhere.
Well, you know those old skin magazines that you used to have to go to Puritan and buy because they were illegal to sell?
Or found in the woods in a giant plastic bag.
Right, and that was always jarring. If you found a Playboy or a Penthouse or something, or even a Wee.
Yeah.
Something classy like Wee. Cherry. Well, Cherry wasn't classy.
No.
Jeff was a velvet man.
Velvet.
Remember Velvet, Jeff?
No.
Yes, you do.
No, I don't.
You had a good Velvet with Tracy Lords in it, which I hope you don't have anymore. Jeff and I, Lizzie, I don't know if we've ever talked about this since you've been on the show, but we used to hork Jom.
I don't think she knows what horking jom is.
Mm-mm, I don't.
Horking is stealing, and jom is jack-off material. So
horking jom.
Horking jom is wearing sweatpants into Cole's pharmacy and stuffing a bunch of porno mags into your pants. But we would hork jom.
How old were you when you were horking the jom?
What, would we be 30? No. High school. Because they weren't going to sell it to you. There was one place that if you had a note, I had a note, and I bought a Playboy. The lady knew I'd written it, but she didn't care. She sold it to me. But now, if you wanted to get the good stuff, like Velvet and Cherry and those discounted Hustler-type magazines, then you had to steal them because those were a little more graphic. But there's this company, and I read this story. I don't know if you guys had a chance to look at it. It's at Cannes. There's a streamer, Cult Picks, and they are doing AI-generated vintage adult film by magazine spreads from the 70s. So those gross, you know, everybody's super hairy, the gap teeth, you know what I mean?
Yeah, and everything looks like a cigarette ad.
Yeah. They're taking those and they're making movies out of them. And they're going to put them out on Blu-ray and VHS. So what is the market for that? That's my question. Who wants that? I mean, you could just go right now.
Older people?
To what end? I think I'm going to sit here for 6 hours and try to get an erection.
Take some Viagra, Blue Chews.
Make an evening of it.
Yes. I'm going to watch some AI vintage. But I'm saying that wouldn't you? It's always going in one direction. It's always going in one direction, forward.
Yes, and but we only have a little bit of limited time in that linear progress.
Correct. Who, us?
Anyone.
We've been there the whole time.
Like every comic book is somebody's first comic book, so you can jump in at any time and take off.
Uh-huh. What, Lizzie?
I was going to say, you might want to revisit your favorites.
Strokes of yesteryear?
Yes. The strokes of yesteryear, yes. Oh, you know, and see some live action.
But it's there. It's there. You could find it if you want it. If you want to find Ginger Lynn at her peak, it's there. If you want to find Barbara Dare, Jeff, at her. Who's Barbara Dare?
But they're still not making videos, is what I'm saying.
No, but the old ones are there. Oh, you mean like, so if they're going to, like Sika could come back to life.
Yes. Yeah,
any of those. I mean, those old, you know, the ones where you're like, you memorized all the poses that are in this 5-shot spread. Well, uh-huh. If this was a movie, you know, then they turn around and make that in, you know, animate it and make it into, they come to life. And all of a sudden it's like, you know, that's a lot different than I imagined it, but yeah, I'll go with it.
Yeah, I guess I still remember the very first time I watched an adult film, and it's so stereotypical, but it was Deep Throat because my mom had it and she left it out. We know that don't look at the, okay. Yeah. Right. Okay. I'm not going to touch it. I promise. I put it in and I was immediately grossed out because Harry Reams, he was hairy.
Yeah. She,
how old were you?
I don't know, 13 or 14. I think Jeff was there that day. And then I lied and said my mom was home. So he would leave and he ran out the back door and ran home.
That was the day you started practicing to Deep Throat.
Yeah, I had to get a hairbrush out of the bathroom. Like, I can't. Jeff, you got to go. Jeff's got to go. But all that stuff is there. It's just confusing me what the market would be for this. And I have yet to go to that site, Cult Picks, because I don't want to get busted going.
I'm sure you'll make it there.
Honestly, for research purposes,
you looked at it.
Yeah, it's because he's scholarly. Yes. Like he's a scholar, and, we've discussed.
To me, it looks like all they did was take, like, an unlicensed version of something like Sora that wouldn't block anything.
Yes.
And they take a photo and they lay it in there and it makes a 10-second clip.
Oh, so it's not a full movie.
No. I mean, what they did was they just take these AIs, they make those, you know, 20 of those 10-second clips and edit them together. That's all.
All those people in those magazines are dead now.
Oh, shit.
Oh, yeah.
They're very old. Look, honey, there you are.
In all their glory.
Remember when you did those three dudes?
What?
That's the time you had sex with three men at once, and it was in the Puritan magazine. What?
Radio Labyrinth is also brought to you by The Punchline. It's tucked inside the legendary Landmark Diner. The Punchline is Atlanta's longest-running premier comedy nightclub.
You can get a huge slab of cake, some waffles, maybe some pancakes and sausage. That way you're satisfied and full while you're having a beer and watching very funny comedy. Coming up on the 23rd and 24th, Emo Phillips. And on May 28th, Learn More Jonesy. And the 29th through the 31st, Hank Denson. On June 3rd, Don McMillan. And on June 4th, Eric Eaton, Magic for Adults. I like Magic for Adults. Patreon members, you have a chance each and every week. You just let me know that you're interested, and you could go see a show at the Punchline. We've had a couple of winners. I let them know. And if you're listening to the show, let me know who you want to go see. Go to punchline.com and check out all the shows. South Park Season 29 is slated to return. Well, not return, but it's going to be premiering on September 16th on Comedy Central, streaming on Paramount Plus the next day. They told Jimmy Kimmel that on a recent episode. Speaking of South Park, I didn't know that they... Well, I knew they had this AI company, but they did that Rolling Stones video, the new Rolling Stones song video.
Yeah, they bought that whole AI studio.
Yeah. That's not a very good video. It's an okay song. It's a good Stones song. And Mick looks okay. But what they did is they had a, you know, band, a young band perform, and then they just put AI on their faces. Have you guys seen this thing?
Yeah.
It's a decent tune. The trouble is that there's no radio station that plays it. There, you know, there's no, all radio stations music-wise play are country music and top 40 music. You know, the only stations that I think play new music really are the top 40 and then the urban stations and country. But, you know, there's no rock anywhere.
Mm-mm. 99X sometimes plays some new music.
They
do? And they'll do like locals only.
I do like that they'd still do locals only. That was always important to 99X, which is the alternative station in Atlanta that disappeared and came back. But I didn't know, do they play in rotation? Do they play new songs by acts that people know?
I don't think so. I don't think in rotation.
No, not in rotation. They'll do like a then and now, too.
Yeah. Well, Billy Corgan talks about this occasionally on his podcast, The Magnificent Others. That at some point in the early 2000s, they made a conscious decision to just stop allowing rock acts to gain popularity. And there is lots of punk. There's still lots of stuff that gets airplay or gets streaming play on different radio stations, and it still gets made, but you have to go out and look for it or know of a place where you can listen to it where they break new music. But there's no catch-all rock station like there used to be. And when I worked at 96 Rock, you know, the heritage rock station in Atlanta for years, by that time they weren't playing anything new. I think they added a Tom Petty song called The Last DJ, which was a cool tune. They added a Bruce Springsteen song called The Rising. I remember them adding these tunes. But there were so many acts still putting things out. And when they would add a song back then, what you would get is a bunch of free shit from the record company. Which I don't think that happens anymore. But I would fax the record label and say, we've added these songs. Please send us 50 CDs and order us some T-shirts. And so
I remember like request only shows used to help.
They did
get new bands heard or popular bands like the bands that people like had like a grassroots.
Yeah.
And they don't do that anymore at all.
No.
Radio doesn't. All right, trailer trash. Jeff, talk about lanterns. This is up your alley. You've always been a Green Lantern fan. Talk about
it. Yeah, this looks good. I don't like the way the ring looks, but other than that, I enjoyed the trailer.
Yeah, I thought it was pretty cool. Are you going to watch it, obviously?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So you got Hal Jordan, Jon Stewart. But this is more, is it inside of the DCU or is it sort of separate?
Mm-mm. It's inside.
It's in the DCU.
It's even got Nathan Fillion's character from his Green Lantern from the Superman movie. He's in it.
Okay. He's the dipshit one, right?
Yeah. Guy with Gardner. The bowl cut.
Yeah. The Guy Gardner guy. I still like him though.
Yeah.
Oh yeah. I like his interpretation of Guy Gardner. It's spot on from the comics as far as the smart ass. You know, he's a jerk, one of them. So, yeah.
And in that last Superman movie, I thought he was pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It's true detective style superhero mystery is what they're saying on the ChatGPTs. Well, that starts in August, so that'll be August 16th on HBO and HBO Max. This one came into my timeline, and it really grabbed me on YouTube. It's called Hope. It's a South Korean science fiction movie coming out this fall. It's set in a remote village near the DMZ, you know, the border between North and South Korea. And it's aliens. So you got Hwang Jung-min, a couple other names I can't pronounce, Michael Fassbender, Alicia Vikander, and they play aliens and stuff. But it looks really good.
Yeah. I saw the previews for this a few days ago, and it drew me in when I saw it. But it, to me, it looks very similar. It's like a Korean version of was it The Wall? It was the Chinese made movie about the reason that the Great Wall is there is to hold back the aliens.
I never saw that. I never heard of that.
Really?
Uh-uh.
The Great Wall, I think, is what it's called.
Huh.
It's one of those movies that China, you know, they have all of China's big stars in, but they hired Matt Damon, William Dafoe, Pedro Pascal. Those are the three.
They made bank. They made bank for that.
Oh, yeah. And just 2016.
Yeah, but you know they made tons of money.
Mm-hmm. They didn't make it here, but they made it there. It didn't do well here, but man, it did amazing in China. And it's a cool concept for a movie, but this seems very similar, except it's Korea but the same kind of thing. There's aliens that they have to fight, and it kind of gives you that Prey vibe because it puts a sci-fi movie in a period piece. The timelines, you know, juxtapose seems weird, but it looks interesting. I like it. I like that kind of stuff.
But that makes sense if you're a conspiracy theorist.
Yes.
Yeah.
Congressman, before we get to views or snooze, beginning on May 31st, if you live in the Atlanta market, when that is a Sunday, I'll be doing a show every Sunday evening from 6 to 8 p.m. called The Sunday Show with Tim Andrews featuring George Clark.
Wait, hold on. I got a text for Rodney Ho.
Yes. Well, it's okay. I believe we can mention it now, but... At least I think we can. And I'm looking forward to that. I'm trying to get that Tim Burchett from Tennessee on the show. He was recently on Rogan, daggummit. Anyway, but that'll be a fun show. We're not going to be hyper-political. We're just going to have fun. We're going to talk about local and international and national and all that stuff. And George Clark is a cool guy. If you live in the market, you can listen on 750 AM, 95.5 FM, or you can listen anywhere on the WSB radio app, and I hope you'll check it out.
You're going to put it out as a podcast after?
Yes, and the way we're going to do interviews, we're going to talk to people, record it, and if it goes over one segment, we'll put everything in the podcast, like unedited, but you know, we'll have to put parts of it in there. And this week, my other radio show, the Popcast, which is on from 7 to 8 p.m., comedian Derek Stroop. You guys know who that is?
Yeah.
I might. I'd have to see his face.
He's 40. He's part of the Nate Land gang of comedians. He just had a new special drop on Netflix, which I watched over the weekend and found to be very funny. I like a lot of these clean comic guys. They're very good. And he did not disappoint. You know, Southern guy, I think he's from Alabama. And but very relatable humor. So if you enjoy that kind of thing, I highly recommend it, and check out my interview with him. Hey, I want to thank our sponsors for Radio Labyrinth, our long-running partners in this little scheme of a podcast we have. Starting with Atlanta Pizza in Euro. They are over in Conyers, which is Dustin's neck of the woods, proudly serving the East Metro Atlanta area for over 40 years. Atlanta Pizza in Euro is a family-owned restaurant in Conyers with the best local craft beer. They have a huge selection of local Georgia and Southeast craft beers on tap, as well as many others available in bottles and cans. Craft beer not your cup of tea? Well, guess what? Try the $4 16-ounce Tallboy cans of Busch Light, Natty Light, Coors Light, and PBR. gyros, pizzas, hot subs, and Greek and Italian specialties. So just go out there and munch down and have a couple of brews and say that we sent you. Tuesday nights, they have team trivia from 7 to 8:30 p.m. The food truck season is upon us, and they have a number of event dates scheduled through the fall. So if you're interested in possibly booking Atlanta Pizza in Euro for a corporate or private event, please give Mike a call at 770-483-6228. Atlanta Pizza and Euro is open Monday through Friday from 11 to 9, Saturdays 12 to 9, and they are closed on Sundays. Radio Labyrinth is also brought to you by another longtime friend, our buddy Brett at LDI. Do you have a commercial or residential construction printing need? Well, then all you got to do is contact LDI Repro Printing of Athens, Georgia. They've been in Athens, Georgia since 2005. They got fast turnaround and affordable prices. Call 706-316-9366 or email them at athens@ldiline.com.
His views.
Or.
And snooze.
Let's do views or snooze.
Yeah, last week was Good Omens movie, Dutton Ranch, and Punisher, which I watched all of them. I'm into Dutton Ranch.
Actually, I watched Dutton Ranch, and I thought it was pretty good. I didn't realize, I thought Ed Harris, I didn't know if he was going to be in it or if it was just kind of a cameo ploy to get people in, but he's it's like he ages so slow.
Yeah.
Like a fine wine.
Mm-hmm. And the Good Omens movie was good. Sad to see it go.
That's done now.
Yeah, it's done.
And how was the
Punisher movie was good. I'm not a huge Punisher fan, but I enjoyed the movie.
Yeah, I liked that Punisher comic book in the 80s, but the best movie was the one we saw with Dolph Lundgren in it.
It was good to see the Punisher go, Angela. This week, Maximum Pleasure Guaranteed starts on Apple TV. This is Tatiana Maslany's new show about a divorced mom caught in the rabbit hole of blackmail, murder, and youth soccer.
Damn. Is it a comedy?
I think it's a dark comedy.
Like a black comedy.
Does she Hulk out?
I don't think so.
Okay.
Preview looks good, though.
I might check it out. Yeah, it looks good.
And The Burrow starts on Netflix. This is Stranger Things for oldies. Looks pretty good.
The Duffer Brothers new.
Yeah.
Ed Harris, Annette Bening, and William S. Burroughs.
Looks pretty good, though. I'm going to watch it.
You have to know who William S. Burroughs is.
Yeah, it's not that kind of William S. Burroughs. And then this movie comes out on, Netflix, I think. Yeah.
Yeah.
Sacha Baron Cohen plays a male chauvinist who awakens in a parallel universe where the gender roles are swapped.
Mm-hmm.
Looks pretty funny.
Yeah, I'll give it a watch if it's got Sasha in it.
Yeah. Rosamund Pike, Emily Mortimer, Charles Dance, Richard E. Grant.
I like Charles Dance.
Yeah.
Well, check that one out. And while you're watching it, put a ball of in your ear. Well, all right. Thank you, Jeff. Staff picks. Who wants to go first?
I'll go first. I got the 4K edition of Stripes this week.
Nuh-uh.
The extended edition.
What is cut out of the original?
Some of the trip with the RV in Germany.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, there's a few scenes that were taken out for runtime, but probably like 4 minutes, I think.
Stripes holds up.
Yeah.
Mine is Bad Thoughts Season 2 comes out on Sunday.
Yeah, I'm watching that.
Oh,
that
yeah.
Segura.
Definitely.
Previews has it been that long since that first one came out?
Yeah, it's been a year.
A year?
Like, oh, my gosh. Just a year. That's crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah, that year went by fast, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Do you think it'll be dark?
Yeah.
I think it'll make anything
uncomfortable?
Well, he realized how far he could push the envelope last time, so it's going to be even worse this time.
Yeah.
Do you think AJ Soprano will be in it?
Yeah, I don't know.
He's got enough people under his moniker now. He can pull in a lot more.
Yeah.
Cameos.
Yeah, but if he made that an ongoing skit.
Yeah, that would be funny.
That'd be pretty funny. I'm a huge true crime fan and documentary, so I did The Crash on Netflix.
A woman is into true crime?
Love it.
Did that chick have a medical emergency, or was she pissed at her boyfriend?
I don't think so. I mean, I can't tell you what happened, but I think they were in a fight. She was frustrated, and she decided, like, to use her car to abuse him.
To kill him, right?
Yeah, killed him and the passenger. Yeah. The backseat, person in the backseat. I don't think she cared if she died or not. I think she was that angry. I think she has emotional anger problems. That's what I think.
Data from the car showed that she didn't try and step on the brakes at all, right?
No, and they have video on other streets, and she's not erratically driving. And she says she only blacked out from the point her car started speeding to when she hit the building. So that's... And there was no reason she would have blacked out. Like, there wasn't alcohol in her system.
There's a story in People magazine from today that this girl's father has been placed on administrative leave.
Yeah, because he wasn't allowed to appear in the documentary, but he did anyway.
Yeah. Okay. So he's like under, he hasn't lost his job yet, but he's under investigation, I guess.
And this girl's in jail for life, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
But it's interesting, and it's not. This is the first documentary I've watched about that, but apparently there's others on Hulu.
Let's see. Mine, I got two real quick. Rick Beato, most recent episode on YouTube with Geddy Lee, if you're into Rush, and Alex shows up, Alex Lifeson. And I was just, you know, dicking around on YouTube the other night, and the new Anthrax song came into my vision. And I used to really love Anthrax back in high school. And the song is really a callback. If you liked 1980s Anthrax after Fistful of Metal, which a lot of fans don't like, including myself. But once Joey Belladonna becomes the lead singer, this is him. This is the band. It's really good tune. The video is cool. It calls back to It's a Madhouse, Asylum, all that stuff. And it's the first new track they put out in 10 years. And it's the lead single for their 12th studio album, Cursum Perficio. And that comes out in September. So not. I had to write my friend Phil from high school and ask him if he's heard it yet.
We listened to that a few times the day it came out. I haven't seen the video, but I have listened to it.
So your husband likes it? You like it? You like Anthrax?
Yeah, I mean, yeah, it's good. I wouldn't say that like I'm like a huge Anthrax fan, but I would say I'm an Anthrax fan.
Among the Living, that's a good tune.
Not.
Yeah, I started listening to it. I did. That's cool, Lizzie. I didn't know that. That's awesome. I started listening to it in the car, and then I listened to the song Dustin was just doing. That's the name of the song. I'm the Man. Not. And then I started listening to them with Public Enemy doing Bring the Noise, which was a cool cover. And then, you know, Gilbert couldn't take it. He's like, "Today, can we listen to Sloop John B again for the 900th time today?" Yes. He loves that song. It makes me sad, and then I get happy. All right. Am I leaving anything out for today?
Can I add one thing?
Please.
Alistair made me promise to wear this on the show.
What is it?
It's his birthday present from me. It is a necklace that he won in the claw machine at dinner last night.
Nice.
And a new Metallica shirt.
Is that Master of Puppets?
It is.
Yep.
And that's his shirt or your shirt?
It's my shirt. He gave it. He picked it out and bought it for me.
Yeah. Happy birthday again.
Yes, happy birthday.
And he was like, "Promise you'll wear it. Promise."
That's so cool.
"I'll wear it."
That is awesome. And Master of Puppets is a great album. Jeff, what's on your shirt? Neil Cassidy.
Cassidy.
That's cool. When'd you get that?
I've had it for a long time.
That's the first time I'm seeing it. I like that shirt. Dustin, I don't care what you're wearing. Nobody cares.
He knows Orion. Oh, sorry.
You got a Smodcast shirt on.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's
I'm wearing
2007.
Generic golf shirt. Have you guys seen all that that bootleg Dungeon Crawler Carl merch on TikTok?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. I want to get that coffee mug. I might get it. I might get that coffee mug. The Damn It Donut, but it looks like Dunkin' Donuts.
Yeah.
Oh, so Al knows that my favorite song is Orion, so his gift was actually thoughtful. Cause
that is cool.
That's the album it's on. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You have a good
song. My favorite Metallica song.
What's your favorite song of all time?
That's hard. I really like Bridge Over Troubled Waters.
Uh-huh. I like
that. One of my favorites.
I like Evil Nickafusin by Anthrax.
Okay.
I do like it. It's not my favorite song.
So what's your favorite song?
I don't really have Seasons in the Sun by Terry Jacks by default.
Killing in the Name of.
No, I don't like that song. It's too violent. Jeff's favorite song by default is Billy Don't Be a Hero. Or Lakeshore Drive, that fucking nutty song.
Billy Don't Be a Hero.
Yeah. Billy Don't Be a Hero.
Why by default?
Because those were our first song. My first favorite song that I remember loving was Seasons in the Sun by Terry Jackson. I think, Jeff, you told me that it was Billy Don't Be a Hero, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
And also Lakeshore Drive. If you've never heard that song, go find it right now. It is the weirdest song. Jeff turned me onto it, and we couldn't believe that we'd never heard of it, but it's like one of the most popular songs about
Chicago. I know that song.
Yeah. You do? How do you know it? How?
I don't know.
It amazes me when there's a song from that era that people like that I don't know.
I want to say it's on the Guardians of the Galaxy soundtrack.
It might be. Is that how you heard it, Jeff?
No, I can't remember how I heard it.
Aliyah Haynes Jeremiah, Guardians of the Galaxy. Yeah, it is on that soundtrack.
Yeah, on Volume 2, yeah.
Ah, good, they're still performing it in concert.
That's a great soundtrack, by the way.
Oh, yes, it is. It's one of the best.
Yeah. Yeah, nobody does like Needle Drops.
Yeah.
Like him.
So if you're interested in becoming a Patreon member, just go to patreon.com/Tim Andrews. We have two new stickers that we're going to be sending out to everybody. Everybody gets two. That's already on there. That's at the $5 and up level. So that's our base level. If you want to do that, that's fantastic. We would love it if you would do that. $5, you know, that's almost a gallon of gas these days. I understand that, but anyway, or you can join up and be a producer for $25 a month, and you are getting yourself a T-shirt from our T-shirt shop, and you get a message. What? See, I'm fading. You get a shout-out every week for being an executive producer. And this week, I want to say thank you to Mike Walker, John Allen, Matt Carter, Chris Chandler, Mike D, Jim Fortner, Terry Fuller, Roby Neely, Jeff Peterson, Tim Slayton, Brian and Chelsea Smith, and Pat Turner. Thank you guys very, very much. And I don't think I'm missing anybody, but if I am, please let me know. And as always, when you're a Patreon member, you are eligible to win a pair of tickets to go to an upcoming Punchline show. All right, everybody, please remember to like, rate, and review us on Spotify, please, or Apple Podcasts, please. Dustin gave us good news. We're in the top 3% of all podcasts of our ilk, so that's good news. But on YouTube, it's especially important that you like. It'd be very helpful if you shared, but liking and commenting really helps us get pushed into the algorithm. So if you could just say, hey, you guys are great, thanks, or I hate you bastards. Either way, that helps. That'd be very nice. And subscribe, of course, always. That is important, too. And even if you are a listener, you know, you go for walks and you want to listen and not look. Unless there's anything else, please remember to keep it canon.
What do you say? All good things come to an end.
What's that got to do with this show?
Lost in the rain.